Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, November 5th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of industry and manufacturing news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Lahontan Gold Corp., LG, LGCF, CEO Kimberly Ann shares major company updates and outlines growth on the Prospector News podcast. Kimberly Ann, CEO of Lahontan Gold Corp. and LGCF, shared major company updates on news podcast. She discussed the Santa Fe project, Lahontan's flagship asset, and plans to break ground in 2027. The interview covered production preparations, permitting progress, and more. Lahontan Gold Corp. is a Canadian mineral exploration company advancing gold and silver properties in Nevada's Walker Lane Trend. For more information, visit Lahontan Gold Corp.'s website.
LaFleur Minerals Inc., LFLR, LFLRF, closes flow-through private placement funding in build-up to Abitibi Belt gold production operation. LaFleur Minerals Inc., a gold explorer and near-term producer, recently closed a flow-through private placement funding to support PEA work at its Swanson Gold Project in Quebec's Abitibi Gold Belt. The funding, totaling over $1.66 million, will also aid in restarting milling operations at Beacon Gold Mill next year. LaFleur's initial test drilling at Swanson has shown promising mineralized zones for open-pit operations. The company's focus on exploration and drilling programs at Swanson, with the guidance of exploration manager Louis Martin, PGO, sets the stage for future success. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Numa Numa Resources Inc. seizes opportunities in Bougainville's mining sector. Numa Numa Resources Inc. is seizing opportunities in Bougainville's mining sector. The Panguna mine, being redeveloped by the company and its partners, contains massive amounts of copper and gold, along with valuable infrastructure assets that can be refurbished. Numa Numa's operations in Bougainville include mining for precious metals and redeveloping key infrastructure assets like the Manitai Lime Quarrying and Calcination Project. These initiatives will not only bring prosperity to Bougainvillians, but also independence. With a management team dedicated to developing untapped resources, Numa Numa Resources has strategically positioned itself in Bougainville over the last 10 years. Bougainville, known for the Panguna mine, offers significant potential for companies like Numa Numa Resources. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks provides deep insights into the mining industry, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions.
Silvercorp Metals Inc., NYSEA SVM, reports 23% revenue growth and advances El Domo construction. Silvercorp Metals Inc. reported a 20% revenue growth in Q2 fiscal 2026, reaching approximately $83.3 million. The company's silver equivalent production saw a 5% increase year-over-year to 1.84 million ounces. Construction is progressing at the El Domo project in Ecuador, while Silvercorp's investment in New Pacific Metals provides exposure to advanced silver projects in Bolivia. With a focus on generating sustainable economic, social, and environmental value, Silvercorp Metals is making strides in the global mining industry.
UGI system upgrades project set to begin next week in Carlisle. UGI Utilities is set to begin system upgrades in Carlisle next week. The gas main replacement project is part of their commitment to provide safe and reliable service, offering opportunities for some homes and businesses to convert to natural gas. The upgrades will occur in sections and may extend into the spring, with construction pausing during the weeks of December 22nd and 29. Roads impacted include C, Franklin, D, E, F, and G streets. Construction will take place Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., with lane and parking restrictions expected, some interruptions to natural gas service will occur, requiring property access for inspection and equipment relighting. Weather and working conditions may affect the completion date, with final paving and restoration to follow. UGI encourages those interested in converting to natural gas to contact them at 800-276-2722 or gasconversion@ugi.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7, PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.